Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Well, there's a lot of 21s in that one. I'm excited for what's going on. There's a new flow from heaven right now with revelation and healing. And today I'm going to get more into the healing side of things, give you some keys that are going to help you to increase in God's power. Oh my goodness, there's such a flow. I want to remind you of my prophetic word for the month of April, because I believe it's one of the most powerful changing words that I've released in my entire ministry. And I've released a lot of words over the last 20 years. And this is a time that the Lord is doing something new. And go back to episode 174, 49 days of revelation and healing. We're in it right now. So Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens. I pray that you would release the healing power, the revelation, especially revelation for healing. That's a healing strategy. I pray in Jesus' name for encouragement for each person who's suffering right now. Oh man, I'm feeling a powerful shift suddenly happen. And last week I was talking about several miracles I've experienced in my own life. And maybe you got a miracle story. Why don't you just, you know, type in your miracle story to us and let us know. You know, we all have a miracle story. We have to look back and say, yes, God, to it. You know, God desires that you step into this new season. And 3 John 2, I just feel this is a shift right now. It says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. God doesn't want to just heal us or let us get by. He actually wants us to step into his perfect will. He doesn't want us to be sick. I haven't been sick in a long time. But I have battled in my life over these things. He wants to financially bless us. Prosperity is a misunderstood thing. I'm going to add a little bit to my prosperity quote that I use all the time. True prosperity is having the time, money, and good health to do what God calls you to do, what he calls you to do. That's prosperity. So God is releasing new hope. You need a shot of hope, don't you? I know it. We all do. In Romans 15, verse 13, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is renewing your hope. He's renewing peace. He's granting this new level right now. Step up into it. Step out of the grave clothes, however you got to get into it, you know, just get into this flow that's going on right now. I can feel it. You'll need to trust the Lord, even though it might appear opposite. That's what I do. I'm speaking these things that are not as though they are. They come into being no matter what. And most of the change we have to do is up here in our head. But there's a power. There's new glory coming. And it's a much needed change of season, and the Lord is releasing healing power. He's going to break off the things that have been trying to hold you back. I can feel it. It's not just sicknesses or anything like that. There's been some things in the soul, you know, addictions and stuff like that have been holding people down. I tell you, the Lord's moving right now. The lack of joy will affect your health. That's why I became a stand-up comedian. I don't know if you know that. I was a comedian for a number of years, Christian comedian, and I did some stuff all over the place, you know, and it's because joy affects your health. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. You know, we are integrated, body, soul, and spirit. And if one of those areas gets out of alignment, your body is your physical makeup, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion. Your spirit is the wisdom of God, connection of God. It's the consciousness of sin. Those things will integrate all together, almost like a three-chord integration. The Lord is three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So we have the body, soul, and the spirit. So our emotional condition can have a direct effect on the other areas of our life. And, you know, I just feel the shift right now in some people's understanding, because the Lord just downloaded some things for people right now. But we're going to uncover some power tools for your healing in this session. And this can affect your finances as well. But the biggest thing is joy needs to return to the house. Joy, you know, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Joy needs to return to this house, or maybe your house, the house of God, the house of your business, whatever. Joy needs to return. Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12. I love this one. You've turned my mourning into joyful dancing, and you've taken away my clothes of mourning, and you've clothed me with joy, that I might sing and praise you. Ooh, I'm not going to be silent. Oh, Lord, I will give you thanks forever. I have some playlists that I have to put on to shift things. I tell you, sometimes God does it for me. I'll have my Amazon Music on shuffle, you know, and then suddenly the Lord will put something on for me. You know, it'll be a joyful song or something I need. But here it is. God has given you everything you need. You've got God's power. You have His love. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the power that raised Jesus from the dead resides in you. You have the Word of God. We have the internet. Amazing tools right now. We have each other. You've got me. I'm praying for you. And each week the Lord gives me these messages. So the key right now is to worship and dance in the storm. And things to keep in mind right now is that as we do this, the Lord, we're in this 49-day season, that the Lord is shifting things. He's shifting our skewed or misunderstandings about who God really is. And Philippians 3:13, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwardly. Oh my goodness. Forget what's behind. Get out of the turmoil of stuff. Let go of all the things of the past season. Let go of the hurts, even with the prophetic. Let go of the political stuff that drags you down. We're stepping into a new thing. The Lord's in the house. I tell you, He's the best leader you're going to ever want. Yeah, I'm still political. I still pray for the, four things all the time. But I'm saying right now, key for you is to learn to live each day in the presence of God by walking in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says this. So I say, walk in the Spirit, then you won't gratify the desires of the flesh. See, the body, soul, and spirit. The desires of the flesh, which need to shift up and walk in the Spirit. There's a release of healing power happening right now. And we are in a season, the 49-day season of revelation and healing. No matter when you listen to this, you can listen to this 2 years from now. God is outside of time, and He's outside of space, and that's a word of the Lord anyway. You can receive this. And I want to unpack a little bit more about the healing side. Types of healing, first of all. I've been around the healing ministry for a long time, and I've actually seen people healed during my stand-up comedy. We would see about a half a dozen, maybe a dozen people, actually about 12 people or more, would get healed not laying hands on anybody. Because stand-up comedy is, you know, that laughter is medicine to the soul. You can actually get an instant miracle. That's what most people think healing is. Sometimes I've gotten instant miracles. I remember someone had fallen on me in a ministry time years ago, and I had thought it was a hernia. I mean, I was in bad shape. I got an instant miracle when some people prayed for me. Or you might need to walk out your healing, where it takes time. It's a process. You might need to get revelation from God and make some changes in your life situation. I did all these. I've gotten instant healing. I've gotten the process healing. And then I've gotten some revelation to change my lifestyle. You know, when I've combined natural health along with the Lord. I don't elevate one over, the one I do elevate over is the Lord, you know, but I give it all to Him. And so there's process healing is really important right now. Let's take a look at this. Healing versus a miracle, because there's a difference. Healing, a miracle, and healing. Miracles happen. My good friend Joan Hunter, that's her saying. And I tell you, she would call me up during times and she'd just say that. Miracles happen. Your miracles happen right now. So miracles can happen. Could be financial, could be whatever. You can get miracles to shift things even. And it's important to recognize the process that God's doing in your body, in your life, in your finances, and give thanks because healing increases the atmosphere and the worship of gratitude. In other words, it shifts the spiritual atmosphere. In Mark 8, Jesus prays for a blind man, but it took several attempts for him to get healed. So we see this, the gift of healing versus the anointing to heal. I'm just talking about the ministry itself, because some people misunderstand this, think that if they have to have a miracle, and they get bummed out because they didn't get it. 1 John 2:20 is that, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know the truth. So you can get the anointing for healing. Everybody has the gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:9, we all have every gift. You know how you know this? Because Jesus and His disciples throughout the New Testament, they all operated in all the gifts. This is kingdom theology. It's what I believe. And it's like a Holy Spirit tool belt. You have everything you need. You might operate more than one over another. I operate in the prophetic and evangelism more than I do other things. But I tell you, I've got access to everything. And so the anointing then is a presence of God. In fact, it's here right now. It's a form of the greater power that forms. Or sometimes, you know, when you get a lot of people together, miracles can start happening because of the faith. We're two degree together. It will be done. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. So there's something with the power. But the Lord can break through all of those things right now. You could get a supernatural healing. And I do remember when Mike got healed of Huntington's disease, I got a strategy. It took about a month, maybe. I think it might have been a month or 6 weeks. I took care of the Lord showed me to go up to Elijah House, which is the inner healing ministry, John and Paula Sanford, break the generational ties because it was a genetic disease. Once I did that, I went to the healing rooms. Well, I was there in Spokane, Washington. You go to them anywhere. They're anywhere. And I went to the healing rooms. I started pounding this thing, pounding it. It had killed most of my family. You know, and we'd had so many, over 12 deaths in my family, and it's incurable. And I had been diagnosed with it. But my healing strategy was a process. And God gave me revelation during that time. I did get a breakthrough. There was a point. There was a point where I got prayer, and I got up, and things changed, but I still had to walk out my healing. I still had to hold on to it because the enemy tried to come and take it away. The first thing that happened is, people didn't like the guy who was praying for people. So people at my church who were with me, I wasn't a pastor at the time. We were leaving. I was a pastor, but not of that church. But, you know, they were leaving and they started talking about this guy. And it robbed a healing. A woman that was there with us, her back was straightened. I knew her. She has scoliosis. Her back straightened in the meeting right next to me when this prayer was going on. And I was getting healed at the same time. But when they went away, that seed fell on the path, got trampled, and she lost her healing because people talked her out of it. And I tell you, I stepped up and said, oh, not with me. You're not stealing my seed. And I have seen this happen over and over where the enemy will try to steal your miracle. And sometimes it takes a process. He'll try to tell you, oh, healing's instant and things like that. So here's what you want to do. Let me give you some tips. First of all, pray and ask God to show you what healing you need. And ask Him for a healing strategy. Find some Bible verses. It's what I do. Pray and read them regularly. My favorite one, I decree this one every single day. Write this down. Exodus 23, 25 and 26. Exodus 23, 25 and 26. Worship the Lord your God. And His blessing will be on your food and water. and I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land, and I will give you a full lifespan. Whoa, how good is that? I take communion every day. Is possible to do this? Find some worship songs and create a playlist. Here's my two right now that I love is Heaven Come by Jen Johnson, Bethel Music, and You're a Good, Good Father, Chris Tomlin. But there's some versions of it. I like Bethel's version of that, but it doesn't matter. I love those who right now, there's others that really open things up. So get around people who actually operate in this, or go to the healing rooms, or, you know, get prayer everywhere you go. And the Lord wants to move right now. Watch. Ooh, I'm going to release this because the thief is here trying to steal these things. John 10:10, he shows up, the thief. Jesus called him. He just called him out and says, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come to give life, and life to the fullest. And Zeo life is really what the Lord came to give, where this thief is trying to steal this. So Lord, I pray that even the theological understandings of healing or the other people, you know, opinions of healing would not steal away what you're doing right now. I pray that you would release the healing power over us in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Well, DougAddison.com is my website, and we have a deal going on. Actually, 7 days of deals. It's April 20th through the 26th. There's a deal every day, and it's every 24 hours. It'll be removed, only good for 24 hours. It's 50 to 70% off. Go to DougAddison.com/deal. God has a deal for you. He's going to do something new in your life. And also consider my power tools for physical healing is still available for replay. DougAddison.com/power tools. I'm excited. Next week's going to be so exciting. Hope to see you then.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.